Johann Strauss, the man who became the waltz king.
People called me the waltz king. All over Europe, they loved dancing to On the Beautiful Blue Danube and Tales from the Vienna Woods. I became more famous than my father, Johann Strauss I. I was born near Vienna in Austria on the 25th of October, 1825. I was the oldest of three brothers, and I had the same name as my father. So he was often called Johann Strauss I, and I was called Johann Strauss II. Although my father was a composer, he didn't want me to be a musician. He wanted me to work in a bank. But my mother wanted to help me. So she found a teacher to teach me to play the violin while my father was at work. My teacher's name was Franz Amon, and he was a talented violinist who played in my father's orchestra. When my father learned about these secret lessons, he became very angry. He didn't want to discuss my musical education, but he warned me that a musician's life was hard. I thought this was strange, because my father loved playing concerts. Was he jealous of my musical talent? When I was 17 years old, my father left our family. He wanted to start a new life. Although these were difficult times, they were also the start of a new life for me. Now I could concentrate on a musical career. Soon I began playing the violin in public, and I wrote a number of waltzes. In 1843, I became director of music of the 2nd Vienna Citizens Regiment. When I was 19, I started to conduct my own orchestra. We performed concerts at Dom Meyer's Casino in the town of Hietzing. It was good to earn money and learn what people thought of our music. It was also a chance to meet and enjoy the company of other musicians. I was becoming successful, but I still wasn't as well known as my father. He'd become famous all over Europe, but he wasn't happy about my success. The national newspapers often wrote about our arguments. It wasn't nice for our family, but it was very good publicity. As a result, people often came to watch both of us perform. In 1848, there was a revolution against the middle class in Vienna. My father supported the middle class, but I supported the revolutionaries. I wrote two pieces of music to support the revolutionaries' ideas: the Revolutions March and the Studenten March. In 1849, my father died. As a result, I joined his orchestra with mine, and we toured Europe. It was a very long journey, which took us through Austria, Germany, and Poland. My brothers Eduard and Josef were musicians too, and they often traveled with me. Sometimes they conducted performances too, because so many people wanted to hear my music. Life was hard for me at this time, and in 1853, I had a nervous breakdown. I had to go to hospital to rest, so I had an opportunity to think about the past and to compose new music. After I'd recovered, I was able to tour and perform once more. When I returned to Austria, I wrote the Tritt Tratsch Polka. It was performed with great success at the summer concert season at Pavlovsk, St. Petersburg in Russia. In 1862, I was asked to conduct the famous singer Henrietta Jetty Treptz for one of her performances. Yeti had a wonderful voice. After her performance, we met and fell in love. And soon we got married. The following year, I was awarded the position of music director of the Royal Court Balls. It was a great honour. In 1864, I met the famous operetta composer Jacques Offenbach, who inspired me to begin writing operettas. Yeti also inspired me to keep developing my music. During our marriage, I wrote many famous works, including On the Beautiful Blue Danube and Artist's Life in 1867, and Tales from the Vienna Woods in 1868. These works were very popular, and I was asked to tour the USA. The journey by ship took more than 4 weeks, and I was shocked by the storms and rough seas. As part of the tour, I played at the Boston Festival. I was also the lead conductor at the World's Peace Jubilee, an international musical festival. After returning to Austria, I decided to write more operettas. In the next 25 years, I wrote 16 works, including Die Fledermaus, The Bat, in 1874. I gave performances in Berlin, Leipzig, Paris, Rome, and London. But then, in 1878, Yeti suffered a heart attack and died. I grieved for her very much, and I was very lonely without her. After a short time, I married a woman called Angelika Dietrich, who was an actress. But the marriage ended 4 years later. Angelika did not believe in my music. I tried to continue alone, but I was very lonely. Then, in 1882, I met a woman called Adela Deutsch. Adela and I got married in 1887. Like Yeti, Adela loved my music. After we married, I wrote many more operas and waltzes, including my operettas, Princess Ninetta, Woodruff, and Goddess of Reason. These are their English names. In 1899, I became very ill, and I died in Vienna while I was still composing my ballet, Aschenbrödel, Cinderella. I was 73 years old. During my life, I had composed hundreds of waltzes, and I had become more famous than my father. I had also toured and performed my work all over the world. My father had once told me that a musician's life was hard. Although I understood this, I had still chosen to be a composer. It was the right decision.